This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. It's that time of year again when Apple unveils its newest gadgets, to the delight and sometimes disappointment of Apple fans. Molly Wood is Marketplace's senior tech correspondent. She was in the audience today and joins us from outside the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Adrienne.
So set the scene for us, if you will. What was it like there at the event today?
You know, this is the first time that Apple's had an event at this venue, and a venue change for them is actually sort of a big deal. It's a big theater, so it was a lot more crowded, and it gave kind of a festive air overall, especially with all these sort of cameras set up. I don't know that it necessarily raised the excitement level during the announcement, but certainly as people were filing in, they were pretty buzzy.
So lots of news from Apple today, but what of what they said actually matters? What should we care about?
Yeah, I mean, of course, people are going to care that there's a new iPhone, and a lot of professionals are going to care about this new iPad Pro. But the device that actually really stole the show was the Apple TV. It was an impressive tech demo. It was sort of a new philosophy from Tim Cook and Apple on how to approach integrating internet content and the television, but it was also notable for what was missing.
Explain.
There have been rumors for a long time that Apple would announce some sort of a subscription TV streaming service, something to rival Sling TV and be sort of an over-the-top option for cord cutters. And by most reports, they failed to secure the deals. They didn't get the licensing deals to announce that service today. It's delayed or maybe never coming. And so there was a sense, I think, that they were trying to make the best of a bad situation by really focusing instead on apps on Apple TV instead of TV on Apple TV.
And Molly, what's that mean? What are we supposed to be doing with our television with these apps?
Well, apparently we're supposed to be playing games, okay, which was not unexpected, but we're also supposed to be shopping. The head of Gilt, the discount shopping, luxury shopping goods app, came on stage and demonstrated how you could shop for clothes and sort of do frictionless buying, which is tempting, but there was a little bit of a sense of confusion in the air. I think people were wondering what you would really do with a whole new app store, like the one on your phone, once it was on a TV.
So why does Apple need TV at all? Why go into this space if it doesn't have these content deals?
Well, the living room has really, for, you know, maybe the past year or two, become kind of the next battleground for your attention and your eyeballs and maybe your shopping. You know, you have Amazon building its Fire TV, which is an Apple TV competitor. Google has the Chromecast. They're all trying to get control of what you consume so that they can either sell it to you or rent it to you. And if Apple can make an app store successful on the TV, they stand to make a lot of money. The app store is very profitable for them on phones and tablets. So it's not totally illogical to go in that direction, but I think most people had a hard time imagining how it might work.
And more broadly, based on sort of today, what sense do you have of the direction Apple is going as a company?
Yeah, you know, I think that this was a very practical event in some ways, as much as they tried to hype it as revolutionary and innovative. In fact, it wasn't that innovative. The iPhone is the next iteration. The iPad Pro is a very powerful looking device, but it emulates devices that are already on the market. The Apple TV does some great navigation. It uses Siri and it has a touchpad integrated in the remote. But again, you didn't see anything brand new. What you did see is refinement and features that will probably appeal to people who have been waiting for a better option.
And the market is not that happy with today's shindig. Apple stock prices are down. What do you make of that?
You know, that's not unusual after an Apple event, especially lately in the past few years, I think. Look, innovation is hard. It's going to be hard to invent the next iPhone. And so I think everyone is a little disappointed when Apple doesn't come out with a hovercraft. But iteration does not excite.
Fair enough. Marketplace's Molly Wood, thanks so much.
My pleasure.